Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Checking in on the Big Show Star Phone today is an old friend and a huge superstar, TV star, recording artist. He is Rick Springfield, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Rick. Hey, how are you? We've known each other quite a while, I think.
Yeah, since back in Speak to the Sky, remember that?
Wow. Oh, my God. I barely remember that. 1972.
That was your first whack at having a number one hit record.
Yep. I know it was a dearth for the next 9 years. Nothing.
That's okay.
But you never gave up. That's the great thing about it.
Yeah, one thing I do have is I am stubborn and I am persistent. I think that's a big part of anyone who's successful is being able to stay in there when it's not happening. I had a lot of friends, actually I'm from Australia, and I had a lot of friends come over and say, I'll give it a year and a half, I'll give it 2 years. And then they go back and, I've been a big believer that you can't do that. You just got to stay until it's done.
When you give up, only one thing happens, nothing.
Nothing, exactly.
Well, let's give yourself a little credit. You're also a pretty damn good songwriter, which helps out, and a great performer.
I've learned my craft, yeah, I guess. Thank God I've lived long enough.
Doesn't hurt that you're really good looking. That helps, too.
Patty.
It's part of the business. Scott, you say that all the time.
It's a double-edged sword. That the attention to the physical thing is a double-edged sword, believe me.
I'm sure.
As any, Peter Frampton learned, and
Did you ever take any acting lessons before you were Noah Drake on General Hospital?
Yeah, it doesn't show, I know, on General Hospital, but yes, I did. I was just separating from my managers who were pushing me towards the teen thing after Speak to the Sky. I separated from them in 1974, and I'm walking around the street. I live in Hollywood, walking around the streets of Hollywood, and the ex-wife of one of the guys who I was leaving, who was also suing me, said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm nothing. I couldn't perform. I couldn't do anything because I was in a lawsuit."
Right.
She said, "Why don't you come to acting class?" So I started going to acting class, and I was there for like 3 years, actually, before I even started going out on things.
Wow. It's like the TV show Barry.
But I met, it saved my life because I had no, once I left my managers, everybody I knew in the States disappeared. I was all by myself.
Wow.
And, the community of an acting class saved my life, really.
And how many years did you do Noah Drake?
Only for 18 months. Just happened to walk onto the show when it became the biggest show of the summer. And soaps have never been that big again. And it was just a fortune. Again, the thing is staying in there long enough until, it's timing, luck, and persistence.
Well, you also are kind enough to go back for the 50th anniversary. I remember you did that, 2013, 2014?
Yeah, it was, it was a double-edged sword, the whole soap thing. It got me out there pretty quickly, but it was also people, back when there was just regular AOR stations that would only play rock, started playing Jesse's Girl, but once they found out I was on a soap opera, they dropped it, thinking, oh, he's just, some guy that someone took in the studio and got to sing in tune for 3 minutes. So there was, definitely a double-edged sword to the soap thing.
Talking to Rick Springfield, who does have a Grammy. People forget about that.
Yeah, it sold a lot of records.
Sold 30 million records along the way. Uh-huh. Now, you're in lockdown like we are, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Taking it kind of slow as you go. But in the meantime, you decided to do a song and a video. Tell me about that.
Well, I've never been busier when I've been home. I've been doing a lot of stuff at the studio. I've been playing acoustic songs and putting them out and And I did a, actually, Vance DeGeneres and I have been friends for about 6 years.
Ellen's big brother.
Yeah. And so someone sent me something where he's teaching to play the guitar in 60 seconds. So I said, what a great idea. So I started this series of how to play Jesse's Girl in 60 seconds, but I keep getting interrupted. You know, like earthquakes and
right.
I take it outside and there's an eclipse. And so and he saw that. He said, you stole my idea. And I said, yeah, I did. And he said, well, why don't we do something together? Let's write a song in, you know, in 60 seconds. Increment. So it started out as a joke, just a fun thing to do to raise people's spirits and to have some fun. And it actually turned into a fairly epic song, and everybody in the video got into it. And there's something we're all both very proud of now.
Now, obviously, I would imagine Vance was able to get his sister in the video, right?
Yeah, Ellen's in there. She's actually talking about it and playing some of the video on our show on Monday.
Oh, cool.
But, you know, I mean, we got a lot of people, Paul Stanley, Sammy Hagar, Richard Marks actually sings the bridge, Katie from the B-52s, Terry Nunn.
Andy Cohen.
Yeah, a bunch of different people.
The name of the song is The Wall Will Fall, and it's out now on iTunes and Amazon, and all the proceeds go to benefit Feeding America, which is a great organization.
Yeah, you know, that's what we started out thinking, that if we, you know, we do something and put the proceeds to one of the frontline people. Everyone played for free. All the musicians played for free because wow. of the cause.
And they had nothing better to do.
Yeah, I know. I know. We got actually, Maddie, my engineer, had to come over to my studio for me to do my, I laid down a click track, acoustic guitar, and then a vocal.
Right.
And but I had to get a blood test first to make sure I wasn't exposed to the virus.
Yeah, that was nice.
The little bastard wouldn't come over without that.
Good for him.
And you know what? Difficult times calling for difficult measures, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And then we sent the track around to all our musician friends. We have Matt Bissonette playing bass. He plays with Elton John. We have Greg Bissonette, his brother, who plays drum, been played drum with Ringo's for like 17
years.
Yeah,
I know Greg. He's a great drummer.
Yeah, he, incredible drummer and a fabulous guy. And Tim Pierce, who played with me on stage all through the 80s and on my records. Brett Tuggle was on there, who was with me in the 80s, and got some great players. And everyone had to do it from their own studio. You know, it's the first time I've ever recorded a song where everybody was like a separate studio. It was very weird.
Where nobody was with you, everybody was somewhere else.
Yeah, the first virtual recording session, fully virtual recording session I've ever done. We do a Zoom session, you know, so as they play, so that we could talk to them about what they're playing and everything, but it was all done separately. But it came out, I'm very happy, very proud of the result.
All right, Rick, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us, and hope to see you soon as all this crap is out of our way, and I'll play a little bit of that song here in a second.
But thanks so much. Good to talk to you.
Rick Springfield, The Wall Will Fall on CBS FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.